Hey everybody, it's SoCal Mike. Welcome to another episode of Mic'd Up. This is where I go to the Southern California swap meets, scouring them for the best video gaming deals I can find, and then letting you guys all listen in as I negotiate with the vendors and try to get great gaming deals. So without any further delay, let's kick off this exciting new episode of Mic'd Up. I'm heading over to the Cypress swap meet. This is the other one I hit here in SoCal. It's a pretty nice day today. So about 53 degrees and sunny, but the next 4 days we're supposed to have some big ass winter storm come through. So it's going to be rainy, it looks like, all week. So anyway, hopefully maybe we can get some better stuff today than we were able to find the last week I went. So anyway, stay tuned. I'm going to be pulling in here shortly. How much were the PlayStation games?
$4. Here's a Chrono Cross. Chrono Cross, Bugs Bunny Lost in Time, Eternal Eyes, You Don't Know Jack, Blasto, Xenogears, wow. Mega Man 8, Medieval, Assault Retribution. I grab that one. Blaster Master, Pong, Soul Blade, Ninja Shadow of Darkness, War Games, DEFCON 1, Evil Zone. God, I don't remember that game at all. Typhoo Wrath of the Tiger Reboot, Parasite Eve, Marvel Super Heroes vs. Street Fighter, Bio Freaks. Can't think I can go wrong picking those up for $4 each. Good deal there. What do you want for the Nintendo games?
You want to take them all?
Oh, well, what would you do on all of them?
20 for everything.
20 for everything?
I
don't know, you take 15?
Sure.
For 15 for him? Commando, Dragon Warrior, Super Mario Brothers, Keyboard, Metroid, Alpha Mission, Gotcha, Dragon Warrior, Jeremiah, Othello, Boy
Club. Make your money back.
Oh, I need some of those. Do you need more in video games of any kind,
no,
or is that it?
It's this one.
I'm just going to throw them in here anyway, so. Oh. I think I've got 50. Well, here's a 20. Oh. Thanks. I'll throw them in here then.
I need rubber bands for the stuff.
Huh?
I need rubber bands for the stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Games, no.
No more, huh?
Get a remote control for
the controllers and stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. No problem.
I'm jumping more on the computer stuff, like the screens.
Gotcha. Hey, cool. Thanks. Picked up some NES games for $15. He wanted 20. Not real sure. I won't lose anything on it. I'll probably put them up for a penny on Game Gavel and see what happens. Might keep Qbert for myself. I don't know. What do you want for the PlayStation? Should you take 20 for it? Did you 20? $20 for like a brand new. I've already got a huge bag of crap here.
You want a boxer?
You know what? Maybe this one I'll just carry the box, just because I've already got a big paste.
Okay.
Might be easier just with a box this time. Cool, thanks. I think I may throw these in the bag.
Mom.
You know what? Wait a minute. That's the...
This is for the... This is for power. This is the power.
That's the power, yeah.
That's the power. Bro.
That's the power. Okay.
All right.
All right, and then...
This is the RF technology.
Yeah, this isn't the original one, but it... I'll throw it in there. What the hell? Okay, cool.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Cool, thanks. How much? Just how much for how much for this, 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 and this? And a plug.
$10.
Okay. I've got a 20, or I've got $9 if that you'd rather have nine, but. Cool, thanks. Just picked up an Atari 7800 adapter, joystick, Wecobat joystick, and NES loops. Hey, thanks a lot. Bunch more PlayStation games. These feel empty. Yes, they are. I always hate that. All right, everybody. Let's see. We're done with the Cypress swap meet. And I have to say, this was a pretty killer day. I think in total, let's see how much I spent total on all of this shit. I had to take out 120. I got 15. So I started with about $150. So I think I had about 25 on me. And took out 120. I've got... So we're talking 150. I probably spent about $130 today. And here's what we scored. This is really cool. I got a boxed Sony PlayStation 1. This is in the white box. You know, it's all white. It says PlayStation on the front. It's kind of got kind of a blurry picture of the PlayStation on the front. And then, like, the perimeter of the box is red. Of course, it's got all the screenshots on the back. This thing looks like it's never been played. I mean, the controllers, not a mark on them. The system, not a mark on it. Pretty good deal. I've been kind of wanting to get one. I don't know if I'm going to keep it. I've got a PS1. But, you know, it just doesn't feel quite as good as firing up the original PlayStation, I don't think. At that last vendor, I picked up a NES game, Loops. L-O-O-P-Z, Loops. I picked up an Atari 7800 AC adapter. I didn't see a system anywhere. I'm sure it was there somewhere. And also an Atari 7800 controller and a Wecobat controller. I paid $15 for all of that. I didn't dicker with them. There's got to be somebody looking for an original 7800 AC adapter. Those are the ones with the funky connector. So that was $15. I paid, he was asking $25 for the box PlayStation, and I picked it up for $20 actually. I feel like Santa Claus. I just got this huge bag of stuff. I can't even remember everything that I got here. There was one place, they had a couple NES games I picked up for $1 each, Narc and Spy Hunter. I couldn't pass them up for $1 each. Let's see what else we got in here. Bunch more NES games. I picked these up for $15. It was Gotcha. Nothing really great. Dragon Warrior, Gyromite, Othello, A Boy and His Blob from my good buddy David Crane. Alpha Mission, Commando, and
another dragon warrior. So in total, let's see, there's 9 games. I picked up for $15 there. Big Track. You guys remember the Big Track from, what was it, Milton Bradley? There was a place that had a Big Track that was just totally crapped out, but they also had the Big Track Transport. And I think I paid $25 for a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm going to go over everything if I can just get this thing out of the freaking bag here. So picked up, it's dusty as hell. But looks like it's going to clean up really nice. Still has the connector. So that's cool. I paid $25 for this whole bag of shit from this place. They just had 2 tables full of old toys. I picked up... now, this is a Tomy Pocket game I've never seen before. It's a basketball shooting one where you got flippers at the bottom and you got 2 dudes on the front kind of shooting the ball. It's from 1975, but it's just one that I've never seen before, which is really strange, because I thought I'd seen them all. That was part of the $25 deal. Also picked up Tomy Planet Zeon. This is another one of those Tomytronic 3D binocular games. These are freaking cool as shit. They kind of have a solar see-through panel at the top, so if you have a light source on, it shines through that and lights up the inside of the game. Pretty freaking awesome. I picked up Showbiz Pizza Place tape measure. See how you measure up at school with Billy Bob. I couldn't pass it up. Again, I just threw all this shit together. There was some stick pins, like hat pins, like we always used to have back in the day. A Ghostbusters one that, of course, has the Ghostbusters logo. And a gold Space Invaders pin, which I thought was pretty darn cool. I picked up about 15 or 20 PVC ET figures. You know, what the hell? Picked up a bunch of clowns. The only reason I picked these up, they were from 1981 and they were from Mego, which was, a pretty popular toy company back in the day. I don't know what these clowns even are, but a lot of this stuff I like to get and look up on that other auction site and see what they're worth and list them. I picked up some ALF figurines in this lot, like an ALF keychain, an ET keychain. Cool Tomy wind-up space shuttle. This is one of those little... remember Tomy had a bunch of those little wind-up figures and animals and shit back in the day? This is like a little space shuttle. It's got like eyes on the front. When you wind it up, the spaceman pops in and out of the shuttle doors, and it kind of moves around in a weird gyrating circle. So that was kind of cool, I thought. This is a bunch of crap. What the heck else? I don't know. That's about it. Nothing video game related there, but the Big Track, I think, was a pretty cool score. Metroid was another game in that $15 lot. It fell out of the bag. Probably the biggest score of the day. This is freaking epic. $4 each for these Sony PlayStation games, and these are, you know, factory PlayStation games. Check out the list of games I picked up for $4 each. Blaster Master from Crave. You have no clue. Typhu, Wrath of the Tiger. Reboot. The Grand Stream Saga from THQ. Ninja Shadow of Darkness from Core Eidos. Eternal Eyes from Crave. This one's still sealed up. We're getting to the good ones here, guys. Evil Zone from Titus. That's not a game I remember at all. Here's a kick-ass Chrono Cross. Check this out, guys. $4. For factory PlayStation Squaresoft Chrono Cross. I was shitting my pants. Same thing, Xenogears from Squaresoft. These all have all the discs in them. The discs are in great shape. $4 freaking dollars for Xenogears. Holy shit. Mega Man 8. Medieval. Great game. Assault. Retribution from Midway. Don't recall that one back then. Another great Squaresoft game, Parasite Eve. Can't believe that. $4. And the last one was Marvel Superheroes versus Street Fighter for $4. So, can you believe that? I picked up 14 of those for $4 each. Unbelievable. Unfreaking. There was a guy picking them up and digging through them. He pulled out a siphon filter. I thought for sure he was going to pick up the whole freaking stack. I couldn't believe that he left what he left. I was about ready to shit my pants. I was feeling sick to my stomach. And you know how you get when you find a big score and somebody's kind of beat you to it and they're digging through it. And you're just standing there. I was like looking at some crappy Matchbox cars, just thinking, making him think I was interested in those. Watching him flip through some of these titles, going, holy shit, I hope he doesn't buy this stuff. And sure enough, he just picked up siphon filter, which I would have liked to have had, but you know, I'll take what I got. So anyway, that was what we found today. Pretty incredible. And I got to go home and get this thing edited up so UK Mike doesn't shoot my ass for coming in late with my content. He's kind of the policeman of our show. So anyway, it was great talking with you guys today. And we'll get on with the show.